The mountains of trash hidden behind the high walls of the Moortown landfill hold the key to a great treasure for Morrisville, Vermont. That's because the dirty, slightly pungent mess will soon be producing enough electricity to power 2,600 homes. The smell comes from the methane gas produced by the decaying garbage. The site used to capture the methane and burn it as a way to control the odor. But as the state began to look at energy alternatives, landfill manager Tom Badowski says someone realized that burning methane was a resource literally going to waste, and there was enough of it to use it more profitably.
Up until very recently, the economics weren't there for us to generate electricity. You need a certain quantity of gas, and you need a certain quality of gas.
When the refuse comes to the landfill, large machines tear open the bags and compress the trash into the smallest, tightest mass possible. Then, water and oxygen begin to mingle with the garbage, which creates the perfect environment for the bacteria that help in the decomposition process. Badowski explains that the released methane is collected through a series of pipes that run under the mountain of garbage in a grid system, sort of like a series of wells.
Instead of pumping water out of that water well, we pump gas. And how we pump that gas is, in effect, hook those wells to, for lack of a better analogy, a big vacuum cleaner. So it draws, it'll suck on those wells, bring that gas to a central location now. And that's the keys to the kingdom, having that gas in one location where there's enough volume to run these power plants.
It takes about 6 months for a landfill to start generating a usable amount of methane, and a couple of years before enough has built up to power the electricity generators. Similar methane to energy projects are popular in Europe, where the gas powers cars as well as homes. Great Britain fuels a quarter of all its households with landfill gases. Germany produces enough excess methane to provide 70% of the global methane market. There are currently 456 landfills across the United States that turn methane into electricity, with another 530 potential sites in various stages of development. In a recent Vermont government study, citizens overwhelmingly asked for more renewable energy. Robert Dostis, who worked on the study when he was a state representative, says the legislators responded.
The legislature has put goals in place telling utilities that they need to derive more of their power from renewable energy resources, from carbon-free, locally produced energy.
While such measures may cost money up front, Dostis, now a spokesman for an energy company, believes they will pay off in the end.
Well, I think in the end it will be cost-effective when you're looking long-term in terms of what's going to happen and what's been happening with the cost of fossil fuels and the fact that that's so volatile. So we want to, as a state, and I think as a nation, we need to become much more energy independent. And what does that mean? It means producing more of our electricity, deriving and growing more of our energy in this state, in this country, so we have more control over that volatility. So in the long term, I think it is going to be much more economical.
Back at the Moortown landfill, construction on the new garbage-to-energy generators is almost complete. Tom Badowski says they plan to flip the switch on December 1st.
Pretty excited about it, and as we continue to receive waste on the property, we anticipate adding additional engines as we go. Probably another 5 years, we think we'll have enough gas to put on a third engine here.
The project will not only send a much-needed source of power to Vermont's energy grid, it will also provide a steady, reliable source of energy for the foreseeable future. I'm Erica Celeste in Morrisville, Vermont.